The afternoon of Monday, Thursday in 1473 would change the history of Cordoba forever, leaving a trail of blood in the city that this iron cross tries to keep present. On that day, the procession of the Virgen de la Caridad took to the streets, accompanied by authorities, brotherhoods, fraternities, and representatives of different entities. During the passing of the procession, a female voice was heard shouting something in an unknown language before throwing a foul-smelling liquid at the Virgin from her window. Realizing that it was urine, a blacksmith from the San Lorenzo neighborhood stood up as the instigator of this revolt, shouting, "Revenge against the Jews!" The tragedy lasted for the rest of Holy Week, with a large number of deaths until the corregidor, or magistrate, took action and punished the culprits. Legend has it that the blood of the victims drew a small path on the ground, creating a little stream that left a marked trail, reaching a small plain at the edge of the river. This is where the Charity Brotherhood placed the first wrought iron cross on top of a pedestal. This was replaced in 1814, and the next one remained until 1852, when it was demolished as a result of the works on the Murallón de San Julián. Other sources, however, attribute its name to a market or bazaar that existed in the area, which was moved in 1568 to the other side of the Roman bridge, to the Campo de la Verdad. In the surroundings of this square, there are many restaurants, among which the Soho Ribera stands out, located on the top floor of La Ribera car park. During its construction, the remains of the old Posada de la Herradura were evacuated. It was in operation from the late medieval period until the 20th century, when it was restored and converted into a Parador hotel. As well as this, it was part of an industrial building from the Roman period, perhaps for oil production, decorated with mosaics and wall paintings of great interest, which can be visited on the ground floor of the facilities.